97.3 Nash FM. Back to Nash Next, Artist to Watch Thursdays. We had so much fun with Nash Next, but I'm so excited to get back to interviewing our artists on a weekly basis. I've got Caitlin Coker back in studio. Welcome.
Hi, guys.
How is it? How is school? You're in Nashville doing the thing. Like, how is everything going for you?
It's wonderful. I love all my classes, and I'm in the place to be. There's so much to do.
Oh, my gosh. I know. That's awesome. Doing the school thing, doing the Nashville thing. And speaking of Nashville, Nash Next, you are in our Nash Next competition. How did that go for you? How did you feel? Obviously, we had Lit Creek as our winners, but oh my God, I thought it was an amazing competition. Everybody did so well.
It was such an amazing night, getting to meet new people, and everyone was just so talented. I was so honored just to be in that facility that night.
I heard later during the course of the night from somebody else that you turned down a gig to be there. Where were you supposed to play that night?
I was supposed to be a guest at the Bluebird that night.
Oh my gosh. Like, we love you and we're so happy that you chose to be there, but you turned down a gig at the Bluebird for us? Like,
it was with a songwriter. I was a singer that night, and he found a new singer, and I got to be here.
That's true. I'm sure you'll get more chances to play. You are absolutely amazing. And can we talk about your outfit that night? Because I was mesmerized by the sparkliness, and you just have, I mean, every time I meet you, have this huge grin on your face and whatnot. You're just so, like, fun to watch on stage.
Oh, it was so much fun. We were actually in Franklin and found the dress. And it was just sparkling everywhere. And I said, I needed to have it.
Yes, it's a perfect stage outfit. And I'm pretty sure I told you like 14 times that night, like, oh my God, I love your outfit. So good choice on the outfit there. But so much fun. And thank you so much for coming out and being a part of that. And hopefully we'll have you in Nash Next 2018.
Hopefully.
But you are here today to talk about something really, really exciting. Tell me what you want to tell everybody.
All right, I just released my new album.
Yay!
Yeah, it came out at the beginning of October, and it's all over. It's on iTunes, Spotify, and I'm so excited to share it with you guys.
What's it called?
It's called Counting Constellations.
Awesome, which is one of the songs you sang here in our studio.
It is. The whole album's about me moving from Illinois to Nashville. So really, the song about my favorite memory of Illinois needed to be the title.
I love it. I really like that. What all can we expect on the album? What kind of songs, and just how did it all come together?
So I took a whole year to write the songs on it. So it's really prominent on those high school years. Mm-hmm. It'll take you kind of through the story of my senior year. It starts off with Counting Constellations, then goes into kind of the breakup songs, kind of what I witnessed in high school, me finding who I was in one of the songs. And then kind of being at peace with growing up and moving on to college.
Where you are thriving, which is exciting. And man, we're coming to the end of your first semester already. Can you believe you're already through your first, almost through your first semester of college?
I can't. It feels like just last week I was moving in.
It feels like that for me too. I'm like wishing you luck and everything. And now here you are, a whole semester wiser. Have you met any like new songwriters, or have you done more music while you've been down there?
Everyone on campus is so into music and collaborating. I feel like every day when I'm walking on campus, I'm meeting new people, collaborating with new people, and songwriting. It's almost kind of fun to be like, guys, I can't work with you because I have homework.
I remember those days well of college, but that is so awesome. You are just in the perfect place for that. So I'm really excited to see what you do and how this furthers your career. And because I personally think that you are phenomenal and you're going to go places.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for stopping by and talking about this album. And I'll put links and everything on our website so you can find it super easy.
Thank you.